this was the reflection day. Of course, for some of us, it was a day with Govardhan Parikrama. We heard that you have completed the whole Govardhan Parikrama, and that it took like 7 hours. That's very good. It's good if it's not rushed. And some devotees were Govinda Kot and others at Mukharai. Let us not forget the idea of this day where we break a little bit the ordinary or the usual schedule of classes and go out into Braj and be a little for ourselves. It is to reflect, to digest, to put it in a better way. See, there are two types of fires in the body. In the body, there is that fire of digestion, which Krishna says, I'm that fire, and it is necessary to digest the food. And then there is something which in Ayurveda is called sadhana agni. Sadhana agni. It means a fire in the mind, which is there in order to digest or process, would be a better word, the events, the new informations that come to us. And just like the physical process of digestion is required so that the strength which is there in the food can go into the body and not become toxic. You know, when you don't digest your food, turns into poison actually. In the same way, it's necessary to reflect the insights or the points which we may be gathered when we listen to Bhujan or Jagatarini or conversed with devotees. And it's so important that sadhana agni, this mental fire of digestion, is reported to become weaker and weaker and weaker in Kali Yuga. Especially in our times, we can see this. There's so much undigested knowledge so that we cannot apply it really for our strengths. So this reflection is really, really important. And Bhuri Jampapu and myself had a wonderful discussion maybe a few days ago, maybe perhaps a week ago, where we spoke of retreats where really after the lunch there is a session of 5 hours where one doesn't speak anything, monam it's called, and where one reflects deeply about life related question, you know, spiritual life related question. So here in these Govardhan retreat and Holy Name retreat, we were thinking, let's not do something, let's stick to the old program which we have been following more or less since 20 plus years. But it is very important that this reflection is there. How do you reflect about something? I think you all know, but just to give you a little hint that always works, search your consciousness if there was something that stuck to you, that really, oh yeah, this one point, wow, that was, when was it, 2 days ago, yes, oh wow, when I came into the forest of Giriraj and a monkey urinated in my face, then I understood I should look more happy. Something. I'm trying to use humor in order to make a point. Something that you don't forget, you know, something that sticks to you. Usually these things, in American English you would say also, that struck me, you know, like a thunderbolt, you know. These things have something to do with you. Things where something came into your life, something broke through your mental something, you can definitely find a little time, a little prayer time. The fire is also here, very warm. The whole Kirtan Stali is also open, of course, and there are light switches, so we can just, or in our rooms, we can journal, or we can walk a little on the property, and just something, reflect, so that there's something you can take home, that there's something that goes with you when you leave this. Even if you feel tired and this evening is not the time, find some time tomorrow or so on, because believe it or not, we are now, this was the peak, now our retreat cards roll down the mountain. Now we are approaching the day of that should not be spoken about. Hare Krishna. Good. This from Bhuja Prabhu's on my side, I think I can could speak in his name, because both of us thought we need a reflection day. Now we will hand the microphone to Prashanta for important orientations.